relationships, parenting, faith. Discover books that will help you grow. The Wednesday Bookmark is brought to you by BooksForChrist.com.
Joining us this week for the Wednesday Bookmark is Karen Stiller. Karen is a writer with more than 20 years of experience. She serves as a senior editor of the Canadian magazine Faith Today and as a journalist. She also moderates the Religion and Society series at the University of Toronto, a debate between leading atheists and theologians. Karen lives here in Ottawa. We're going to talk about her book, The Minister's Wife, a memoir of faith, doubt, friendship, loneliness, forgiveness, and more. Really appreciate your time this morning, Karen.
Thank you, Brock. Thanks for having me.
You begin this book by talking about the big plan that you and your now husband, Brent, had to go to Africa. Take us back to those days. What was in your heart at that time, and why did things not work out in quite the way you'd planned?
Back then, we were young and super adventurous, and we really did feel that God was perhaps calling us to go overseas. We had both spent time. Brent had been in Burkina Faso. I had just come home from Colombia fairly recently before I met him, and we met in our undergrad with international development studies. So we were very aligned in our interests and our devotion to, you know, the majority world, and just feeling like that's where we wanted to serve. And then we married, and Brent went to seminary at Regent College in Vancouver, and it was during his internship at churches, as people do when they're doing a Master of Divinity, that we felt very clearly, you know, actually even on the same day, that God was telling us, no, you're going to be here in Canada. And so it was actually really disappointing. We both felt it was very, very clear and unequivocal. So we released that dream we had and just turned our minds and our hearts to our own country, and that's where we've stayed.
Chapter 2 has some personal stories in it that I think illustrate both the beauty and the messiness of community. Do you think our hearts need the sort of community that church provides so effectively?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that, I think, is my big lesson from being a minister's wife for these years, has been the role that other people have played and how God has used church to bring me along and help me and help us all together. Like I talk about church being all of us sort of, you know, pointing in that same direction with our brokenness, but also with getting better. We don't stay the messes that we are. And I think church helps with that. Other people help with that. And sometimes, and through some of the stories I share in that chapter you're referring to, Brock, sometimes it's about how other people can irritate us or bother us or hurt us. And then we need to look at ourselves. And that's what I'm trying to do in the book as well, how we look at ourselves and how that helps us grow with God's grace.
The term fishbowl has sometimes been used to describe what it feels like, and you use this in the book, to be inside of a pastor's family, like people are always watching you. As you settled into your own life, as a minister's wife and began to raise a family and those sorts of things, did you feel like you were inside of a fishbowl?
Well, I love that you asked that question, because I don't have some of the quote-unquote, you know, bad stories that some pastors' wives or husbands even, but usually it's the wives, have. We have not had terrible experiences, and there are those stories out there. But yes, to answer your question, I do feel that people do watch you, and they listen to you, and they wonder about your life. And I think no matter what, I think sometimes people have the idea that you are a little more together, and you know, that there may not be yelling, and that you may be always ready to welcome a house full of guests in at the drop of a hat, and that you are never resentful or never grouchy or some of those funny ideas we have about people who are leaders and people who are leaders in the church. And so I do think that I think people are curious and interested sometimes in a way that may not be like super healthy for everybody.
In a similar vein, talk about the complexities of developing and deepening friendships with members of your own congregation. Like, you reference a pastor's wife who reportedly said, yeah, we can have coffee, but we can't be friends kind of idea. What's your own perspective on friendship boundaries?
Yeah, you know what, Brock? I wish I had a great answer for that, because my life would be easier if I did, if I had solved that. But I'm not sure anybody has really solved that. And in fact, I was speaking to a minister's wife the other day about this very issue, and her position was that you could have good friends in the church, but then a few minutes later she said, but I would never, ever talk to someone in my church about my marriage or my husband. Mm. And then, so for me, I'm like, well, then, you know, that's not necessarily a fully orbed friendship, if I can use that word.
Right.
So I think it's very complicated and it can be very difficult. And a lot of the stories I've heard from other ministers' wives about being hurt are deeply connected to that very issue, the complexity around friendship. So I haven't figured it out. I have. I write in the book that I've had it work out well. I have had good friends in the church in which my husband has served, and I've had it become very complicated and super icky. Mm-hmm. Use the technical term. So I don't think there's one simple answer. But what I have observed also is that people generally want the best for you. People in the church want to love you. They want to know you. They want to befriend you. And that's a beautiful thing. And sometimes you have to be careful about boundaries.
I love the honesty in that answer. Chapter 11, and we're kind of rushing through some of this, but it begins with an excellent Anne Lamott quote, Earth is forgiveness school.
Yeah.
To that end, what have you learned in your own personal life about forgiveness?
Oh, that I'm terrible at it. I wish I was a forgiveness guru. But what I have learned, Brock, and I think what enables me to maybe be that blunt, is that we all struggle with this, and it's work. The forgiveness is work. So even in my work as a Christian journalist, and I bet you've experienced this too, you interview someone who has forgiven something huge, huge, and you think, I could never do that. But when you peel back the layers, it's work for that person too, for that superstar of forgiveness. It is an ongoing work. And I think that's what I've learned the most, and that it's a journey, and we may not ever fully get there, depending on, you know, the hurts and also on our own tenderness. Like I think there are some of us that are more easily hurt than others, and it may take more work even to forgive small things, which I mentioned in that chapter. Not everything we forgive is something that someone's going to make a movie about. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's just everyday things, and it's always work. But it's worth it.
Last question, Karen. When your readers close the final page of this book and they reflect back on what they've just read, what is it that you most hope they understand about the life of a minister's wife, perhaps that they didn't fully understand before?
Yeah, thank you for that question, Brock. I hope that they understand that, say, their minister's wife is, you know, a person with her own interests and her own needs and wants and her own desire to give and love, but she's not perfect, and she is sometimes feels alone and lonely just because of the role even, and that, yeah, that she is a pilgrim walking beside them on this journey, not 10 feet ahead of them.
The Minister's Wife, a memoir of faith, doubt, friendship, loneliness, forgiveness, and more. Karen Stiller, Ottawa's Own, our guest this week for the Wednesday Bookmark. Thanks for your time this morning, Karen.
Thank you so much, Brock.
To hear this interview again or to discover more great books, visit chri.ca. The Wednesday Bookmark, brought to you by booksforchrist.com. Proudly Canadian, booksforchrist.com.